This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Before members of Congress gather to hear U.S. President Donald Trump's State of the Union address Tuesday, senators are giving speeches on the floor of their chamber explaining where they stand on the president's impeachment trial. Several of the senators are very intense. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
The obstruction of Congress charge is absurd and dangerous. House Democrats argued that any time the Speaker invokes the House's sole power of impeachment, the President must do whatever the House demands. No questions asked. Invoking executive branch privileges and immunities in response to House subpoenas becomes an impeachable offense itself.
And Democrat Chris Van Hollen from Maryland.
And make no mistake, the fact that he got caught before his scheme succeeded is no defense. The House has also approved its case on the charge of obstruction of Congress. President Trump has engaged in unprecedented stonewalling, a blanket cover-up that makes President Nixon look like an amateur.
The Senate, which is expected to acquit the president, will be casting its final vote Wednesday. The vaunted Iowa caucuses were to be the first test of the U.S. Democratic presidential candidate's strength in challenging President Donald Trump in the 2020 election. Late Monday, the state Democratic Party will vote, hours after the polls had closed. State party officials attributed the delay to an issue in reporting totals from precincts across the state and said they expected to have numbers to report sometime Tuesday. Several of the candidates flew from Iowa to New Hampshire early Tuesday to begin campaigning there without knowing the Iowa results. This is VOA News. Britain's Prime Minister Boris Johnson Tuesday said the UK is calling for net zero CO2 emissions as soon as possible as he attended the launch of a Glasgow UN climate change conference. The launch of the summit, known as COP26, took place in London's Science Museum. Climate activist and broadcaster David Attenborough.
And it is now up to us to put before the nations of the world what has to be done. We don't need to emphasize to them or to you that the longer we leave it and not doing things but going on talking about the problems, the worse it's going to get.
Johnson is seeking to use the announcement to elevate the United Kingdom's environmental credentials after he sacked the head of the COP26, Claire O'Neill. Johnson declined to answer any questions on O'Neill, but last week the government said the role would be filled by a minister. The World Health Organization reports cancer is on the increase globally, but it says preventative measures can save the lives of millions of cancer sufferers over the next decade. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva at the launch of the report to coincide with World Cancer Day today.
The World Health Organization reports 1 in 6 people will develop cancer in their lifetime, causing at least 10 million deaths from this disease every year. If current trends continue, WHO warns new cancer cases will rise by 60% by 2040. The technical officer in cancer control at WHO, Andre Ilbawi, says more people are dying from cancer in the poorer countries because they lack the services and cancer control measures that exist in the richer countries.
Our report presents the first investment case from WHO for cancer services, that governments, by investing in cancer, can save 7 million lives by 2030.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The WHO says a vaccine against hepatitis B can prevent liver cancer. It notes another vaccine against HPV, the most common sexually transmitted infection, can virtually eliminate cervical cancer. The Moscow City Court has upheld a decision to keep former U.S. Marine Paul Whelan in pretrial detention until March 29th, pending trial on charges of espionage. The court announced the ruling Tuesday. The 49-year-old Whelan, who holds U.S., British, Canadian, and Irish passports, was arrested in a hotel room in Moscow in December 2018 and accused of receiving classified information. He was charged with espionage, which carries a sentence of up to 20 years in prison. Whelan denies the charges and says he was framed. His family said he was in Moscow at the time for the wedding. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.
Best music today, the voice of